Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Tax legislation may not always make headlines in retail, but the One Big Beautiful Bill Act is a game changer. From R&D expensing to bonus depreciation and interest deduction rules, this all-encompassing bill introduces new opportunities for retailers to consider in their financial strategy. Joining us today to unpack what it all means is Eric Scurro. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you for having me.
Eric, from a retail perspective, what are the most impactful provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and how might they affect day-to-day operations?
Okay, yeah. So diving into the most impactful provisions at a very high level, we'll start with Section 174, Research and Experimental Costs. This is also referred to as R&E costs. So amortization rules have changed, and retailers are now fully expensing domestic Section 174 costs in the year that they are incurred instead of amortizing it over the 5 years, which provides an immediate benefit for the taxpayer. Another major provision is restoring 100% bonus depreciation on fixed assets and qualified improvement property. This is particularly a big deal because qualified improvement property would be depreciated over 15 years otherwise. And one more major update is that there have been adjustments to the interest limit calculations under Section 163J. This offers a more favorable interest limit calculation for the taxpayer.
Right. So these all sound like pretty significant changes. Which one of these provisions do you think will have the biggest impact on retailers? And how might that vary based on business model or growth strategy?
So this depends on the taxpayer, really. So let's say we have a company that is an innovator within the industry or very digital forward. In this example, the R&E update under Section 174 will be particularly impactful. Retailers of this type are typically looking to create a private label product, develop a new ERP system, or even customize their e-commerce platforms. These domestic R&E costs would be immediately deducted. But for companies that have a significant number of fixed assets, or have a large brick and mortar presence, or are looking to open more physical locations, then the updated provisions related to immediate expensing will have a major impact for them. And I know I touched on this a bit ago, but immediate expensing for qualified improvement property is a big deal for retail space improvements. And without bonus depreciation, these costs would be depreciated over 15 years. So this makes a huge impact on a company's tax planning profile.
Absolutely. It certainly sounds like it. These are quite significant changes. But let's pivot and let's talk a little bit about Section 163J. What changed there and what should retailers know about how it affects interest expense deductions?
Sure. So updates to Section 163J interest limitation matters most to heavily leveraged retailers, especially private equity owned. So previously, amortization, depreciation, and depletion were included in adjusted taxable income, for which they would then apply a 30% cap on deducting interest. Under OBA, this provision permanently removes amortization, depreciation, depletion from the adjusted taxable income base for tax years beginning after 12/31/2024. This provides a more favorable calculation for interest expense deductions for the taxpayer. And it's important to note that interest capitalization planning is going away after 2026. So 2024 and 2025 will be the last chance for these companies that may still be affected even after the restoration of the more favorable calculation.
Interesting. So when do all of these benefits kick in? Are there any retroactive opportunities that retailers should be aware of and considering?
Yeah, there are various implementation options for most of these provisions, and modeling can help to determine the most favorable elections for each company's tax profile. So I highly encourage that they take a further look into that. But taking a high-level look here, research and experimental deductions. Retailers can now take all unused 2022 to 2024 deductions within the 2025 tax year. Alternatively, they can spread the 2022 to 2024 deductions ratably over 2025 and 2026 tax years. Or as a third option, taxpayers can let the 2022 to 2024 deductions continue to amortize as scheduled. Retailers with less than $31 million in annual gross receipts also have the option of amending returns and expensing these deductions on the extended 2024 return. So there's a lot of planning that can be done. Depending on your taxable income position, you might want to accelerate deductions in 2025 if you have significant taxable income, or you might want to let the deductions continue to amortize as scheduled if you're already generating tax losses. Bonus depreciation has implementation options as well. Taxpayers can continue to elect out of bonus depreciation on a class-by-class basis, and there is the option of using 40% bonus for everything in the year ending after January 19th, 2025. So I think that's it for the high-level assessment, but I'm happy to discuss these at further length.
Great. Thank you very much, Eric. And you're right. I mean, these are really significant changes, and there's a lot of strategy that comes with when do you take these deductions based on some of these changes. Eric, thank you very much for your time today. Tax strategy may not be flashy, but it's certainly foundational. If you found today's episode helpful, follow 60 Second Retail and share it with your finance and operational teams, because smart planning starts with smart insights. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.